And in studio with me now, I have Roxy, who's in sync with the disability show that we're having today. Roxy, how are you feeling?
Good, thanks. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. No pressure, nothing. So, do you mind telling us a bit more about yourself?
Okay, so I'm Roxy. I'm 16. And next year, I'm going to Herschel.
Okay, and I understand you have your own show, Wheeling with Roxy.
That
Do you
is
mind
right.
telling the listeners what's it about?
Well, it's actually about traveling and stuff. So we talk about a country of that. So per show, there's a country that we like to talk about and add interesting facts and stuff. It's really cool.
So you'll talk about the food and...
Okay. Exactly.
And how did that name come about, Wheeling with Roxy?
Actually, that's a funny story. My friends and I were sitting at the table, and I was telling them about a show that I was going to do. And originally, it was Traveling with Roxy, but they were like, no, man, you're like in a wheelchair. You should totally add that in. So, Wheeling with Roxy.
That's actually a cool name.
Thank you.
And myself as hemophilic, there are many things that I wanted to do, but I can't. So what activities interest you, which you cannot do as well?
there are quite a few, but for instance, swimming. I can't swim because I have a trachea. And I don't know, just the daily, you know, walking and sport and stuff. Yeah.
So how's every day in Cape Town when you go out and things like that?
I think it's very important to have a positive attitude.
Of course.
Otherwise, everything's just going to get you down. So, yeah, I try and keep a positive attitude and then I'm fine. But there are difficulties. But you gotta realize what's good when it's there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there any misconceptions that you think people have? With people with wheelchairs?
I don't know. I think if you look different, people just make assumptions that you're...
Of course.
Maybe, I don't know, like, unable to do this or unable to talk like this or slightly, you know, you're different, you know, and people can make all sorts of assumptions that are not true just because they look at you and think, oh...
And how has RX Radio impacted your life?
I think it's... Well, when I joined, it has allowed me to speak and get to know people that I ordinarily don't think I would have met without the show. So that sort of thing.
Okay, and who was the one that was most closest to you in your time with Need? And, yeah...
I can't specifically say one person, but I think my parents are extremely close. And, yeah, my parents are really close.
Okay, and since we are live on RX Radio, is there anything else you'd want to say to your parents?
Like, thank you for everything?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are completely comfortable with being in a wheelchair and you have a positive outlook on life.
Mm.
And that's great because you shouldn't let things like this get you down or else you're just feeling sorry for yourself. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think if I had to say something like, I'm not... all the time going to be flipping the happy chappy.
Yes.
But I think it's very important to try your best and, to be happy.
Okay, thanks, Roxy. Well, guys, there you have it from Roxy.